Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This morning, political crisis. New South Wales just hours away from having a new leader, but insiders fear more resignations are coming. Breakthrough drug. Australia secures thousands of COVID treatment pills, halving the risk of hospitalisation and death. Students return. Year 12 students return to classrooms across Melbourne, but dozens test positive ahead of their exams. And new extraordinary pictures. Lava reaches the ocean on the Palmer Island.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Chaos is ruling the New South Wales government with three resignations in 4 days. In just a few hours' time, the new state leader will be announced, along with a completely remade senior team. State Treasurer Dominic Perrottet is the frontrunner to replace Gladys Berejiklian.
A government exodus, Deputy Premier John Barilaro, the latest to follow Gladys Berejiklian out the door. Transport Minister Andrew Constance gone too. More resignations could follow as the Liberals prepare to vote for a new leader today.
If I'm given that opportunity tomorrow by the Liberal Party party room, I will work tirelessly for the people of our state.
Planning Minister Rob Stokes claiming he's the best person to rescue the government.
So you're right?
Yeah, I'm right.
Insisting he will stand for the top job despite a factional deal to install Dominic Perrottet with Stuart Ayres as his deputy.
Ultimately, it is not up to backroom heavyweights to decide what the numbers should be.
The 46-year-old member for Pittwater is from the Liberals' left-wing moderate faction. The planning minister and close friend of his rival, the 39-year-old member for Epping. Mr. Perrottet is from the hard right conservative faction, the state's long-serving treasurer.
People say, is it divisive that there's two people running? I think it's a great thing. Competition is healthy.
His supporters confident of a comfortable win.
If endorsed as the leader of the Liberal Party Premier of this state, he'll do a wonderful job.
His path to victory all but assured.
We're like, you know, really excited for you.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
Keziah Dawn, 7 News.
Australia has secured 300,000 courses of the world's first COVID drug, promising to halve the risk of hospitalisations and death. Let's go live to political reporter Taylor Aiken in Canberra. Good morning, Taylor. What are the details?
Good morning, Jody. Yes, the government's securing hundreds of thousands of doses of a new antiviral drug that is set to be very effective against COVID-19. The new drug, Molnupiravir, is set to be approved by the TGA, but it won't be considered until later this year. But it is showing promising in clinical trials. The Australian government's striking a supply deal with US manufacturers to deliver the medicine if it is approved. The drug doesn't need to be refrigerated, meaning it can be used in the community rather than just at hospitals or in medical facilities, with the most recent data showing it halved the risk of hospitalisation or death from COVID-19. But medical experts have stressed people cannot rely on intervention drugs, and getting vaccinated is still the best way to protect themselves against COVID-19. Australia is set to hit 80% first dose vaccination status today and is on track to reach 80% double dose by mid next month. Jodie?
Good news. Thanks, Taylor. Thousands of Year 12 students in Victoria will return to the classroom today as new rules are brought in for campus outbreaks. Entire schools will no longer be plunged into 14-day shutdowns if there is a positive case. It comes as 33 students tested positive to the virus, banned from sitting today's general achievement exam.
the class will be the most at-risk contacts, obviously, but other classes won't necessarily need to quarantine at home. We certainly won't have the entire school quarantining for a full 14-day period.
Student vaccination status, mask wearing and exposure period will all be considered to minimise learning disruption. Australia's first drive-through rapid testing clinic will open in Sydney today. The service will be offered at Royal Randwick Shopping Centre, but only to retail workers within that council area. The test costs $25 and a result takes 10 to 15 minutes. It will be rolled out to the general public by Christmas. Meanwhile, Sydney's private hospitals will reopen for non-urgent surgeries today. Queensland has dodged another COVID lockdown despite a mystery case who was infectious in the community for 10 days. It comes as health experts warn Queenslanders must enter a new phase of their fight against the virus, with elimination not possible. The infected woman is fully vaccinated and all members of her family have so far tested negative. Tough COVID restrictions have been introduced in Mount Gambier in South Australia after a woman was taken to hospital with the virus. But there are questions about her story. The woman told authorities she stayed within the 70-kilometre border bubble with Victoria, but they're now investigating whether she actually travelled to Melbourne. Bali will open its border to international travellers next week, but Australia has so far been left off the list. The international airport will open on October 14, as long as strict health requirements are met. All passengers must spend 8 days in hotel quarantine at their own expense. New Zealand, Dubai and Japan have also been excluded, but this should change once vaccination rates increase. Experts are predicting Australia will be totally cashless in the next 10 years. The pandemic has sped up the death of physical currency, according to new research by Finder. More than half of financial experts surveyed believe Australia will banish cash in the next decade. ATM withdrawals have also fallen by 65% since December 2008. A family has fallen victim to a car thief while trying to follow COVID restrictions in Melbourne. This was the fake buyer who took a Range Rover for a test drive while the seller waited at home, not wanting to risk catching COVID. The car never returned and its owner received more bad news after calling the insurance company.
She said, "Oh, because you didn't hop in the car, we don't cover you."
Security video of the thief has now been handed to police. A new online campaign is urging all of us to consider lessons learned from the pandemic for the sake of our mental health. Even though the end of lockdown is now within reach, the emotional impact could be felt for much longer.
Three faces and three very different stories, united in a message to share on the path out of lockdown. The new campaign from platform Nextdoor aims to cultivate kindness from a time we've needed it most.
It's reminded us of the need to respond to other people who are in trouble.
Candid reflections on the importance of connection.
And when that opportunity is there and we can sit around and have a drink around, you know, a barbecue, we connect.
A lot of people have decided it's been a great time to connect with a psychologist.
And it's this contact with others that not only improves our mental but physical health. The key is to keep consistent habits in place.
Someone has to start that ball rolling, and it's really important to take the initiative. That daily mindfulness to what am I going to do to look after myself today, exercise, diet, social activity.
Latest research shows 70% of Australians say building new relationships and connecting with neighbours is now more important than before the pandemic. And it's this sense of belonging experts believe can help lift feelings of depression and anxiety.
The positive impact that that connection has on your mental health and well-being, and that's really the silver lining out of this pandemic.
Angelique Opie, 7 News.
There are concerns the pandemic is having a detrimental effect on dieting behaviours of the elderly. Advocacy group Dietitian Connection says isolation and the fear of leaving home are causing some older Australians to lose weight. They've launched a new campaign to raise awareness of malnutrition, which can lead to a higher risk of falls, fractures and illness. A Melbourne woman has given birth in the driveway of a stranger's house after realising she wasn't going to make it to the hospital. The surprised homeowners were happy to bring out torches and towels, which the new parents have promised to replace.
The McGrays have quite the story to tell baby Finn one day of how and where he came into the world.
It still feels like a dream, to be honest.
Steve and Nikki were en route to hospital at 2:30 Saturday morning from their Sylvan home when she felt the urge to push.
I just said to Steve, I can't hold it anymore, you're going to have to pull over.
His shoulders came out and he started making noise and started crying and just the most perfect little cry.
A shock for the parents, to say the least, so too for the residents of the Callista driveway they'd pulled into.
I asked the gentleman, did he need assistance at all? And he says, oh, my wife's having a baby. Can you get some fresh towels?
Graham Emanuel and his wife Anne rushed out with towels and torches. 5 minutes later, baby Finn was here.
I was assisting with the woman, just encouraging her. And my wife was at the other end with the husband and she had the towels and she had the torch on.
We borrowed a few towels and you won't be getting those ones back. So we'll get you some nice new ones.
Weighing in at 3.5 kilos and 49 centimetres tall, the McGrays are just happy baby number three is healthy.
Obviously for Nikki, it wasn't ideal, but she was incredible and I got to literally deliver my own little baby boy. So I just think I'm just the luckiest guy in the world at the moment.
Sarah Jones, 7 News.
Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is trading down this morning. The Nasdaq is also lower. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed down. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell, but the All Ords finished higher, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,767 an ounce. Oil is $78 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 72.89 US cents, 80 Japanese yen and $1.04 New Zealand. New drone vision has been released of hot lava streaming into the ocean on La Palma Island. As the molten rock cools, it hardens and has expanded the island's shore by 300,000 square metres. Thousands of homes and buildings have been destroyed since the eruption last month. British soldiers are distributing fuel to service stations across the UK to tackle major supply chain issues. Everything from petrol, food and medicine is being strained by shortages in labour in the wake of Brexit and COVID.
When you talk about some of the supply chain issues, that's really a function of the world economy sucking in gas in particular.
The fuel crisis looks set to continue for at least another week. The energy company responsible for the devastating oil spill in California has come under fire. The spill has killed thousands of fish and birds and contaminated nearby wetlands. The US Coast Guard is leading a major cleanup operation. A former Facebook employee is in the spotlight this morning after she revealed the media giant is more interested in growing the platform than the safety of its users. Let's go live now to US correspondent Tim Lester. Tim, the woman is responsible for a series of bombshell document leaks.
Jody, her name is Frances Haugen. She is a 37-year-old Iowa data scientist who spent 15 or so years at major social media companies, Google among them, also Pinterest, but most notably 2 years at the giant Facebook from mid-2019 when it employed her to come on board its so-called Civic Integrity Unit to protect integrity of posts during the 2020 presidential election. Well, what she saw inside the social media giant is now very much public because she copied tens of thousands of internal documents within Facebook tracking its progress or lack of progress in preventing violence and incitement on the site and also tackling issues like a body image with teenage girls on the from the Instagram, the Facebook Instagram app and all of the problems that went with that. Those documents began coming out in the Wall Street Journal a month ago. Just last night on TV here in the United States, Frances Haugen declared that she was the Facebook whistleblower.
Like, they basically said, oh, good, we made it through the election. There wasn't riots. We can get rid of civic integrity now. And when they got rid of civic integrity, it was the moment where I was like, I don't trust that they're willing to actually invest what needs to be invested to keep Facebook from being dangerous.
Among the revelations from Frances Haugen, internal documents from Facebook showing that it is tackling only between 3 and 5% of incitement cases on its own website and substantially less of other cases. Most simply do not get tackled. This comes as Facebook handles a major outage worldwide today, and Frances Haugen is expected to give evidence before a congressional committee in Washington tomorrow. Jody.
Okay, Tim Lester in the US, thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In sports, celebrations still haven't stopped for the Penrith Panthers after their NRL Premiership win in Brisbane. The players took to a local bar on the Sunshine Coast where they're based after taking out their first Premiership in 18 years. The defeated Rabbitohs didn't skip out on the partying either, saying thanks to their supporters at their fan day. Seven News understands Benji Marshall has told teammates he's retiring and will make an announcement later in the week. The England Cricket Board will decide this week whether it will tour Australia for this summer's Ashes series. Players were given the proposed quarantine and living conditions for the tour yesterday, with many holding concerns over our strict COVID protocols. English players who go to the T20 World Cup would face spending 4 months away from home. The ECB and Cricket Australia will continue to communicate over the series, which begins on December the 8th at the Gabba. Josh Hazlewood's good form continues in the IPL.
That should be a simple one. Simple one. And Josh Hazlewood gets a breakthrough.
The Aussie Test vice-captain is firming for a place at the T20 World Cup, taking 1-27 for Chennai against Delhi. But his Super Kings side let a win slip through their fingers, going down by 3 wickets. The AFL silly season has begun, with the annual trade period kicking off. Collingwood and Gold Coast have already made the first trade, the Pies swapping a raft of picks next year for many of the Suns this year. It will help Collingwood complete a number of trades this year and have enough draft points for potential number one pick Nick Daicos, who they can pick up as a father-son selection. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, lows are bringing gusty showers and storms to the southeast. A front is causing showers to southwestern WA. Cloud over the northeastern tropics with a trough is causing some thundery showers, largely clear elsewhere. Around the capitals now, Brisbane heading for 30 degrees today, sunny. Sydney 23 and mostly sunny. Heading for 13 and cloudy in Canberra. Melbourne 18 with possible morning showers. Hobart 17 with showers. Adelaide a top of 19, mostly sunny. Perth showers heading for 18 degrees and 33 with possible showers in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Tuesday, October the 5th.